Hi guys, welcome back to the Afrobeats and Cheers podcast. On today's episode, I'll be your host and I am Drizzle. With me is the beautiful Adjoa and Michael on the other side as my co-hosts. So what's up, Adjoa?
Oh, I'm good. Nothing really goes on with me, just life and trying to live my best. So I guess I'm good. Michael, tell us.
Yeah. I can say so too. I think I'm doing pretty well. Everything's good. Everything's lovely. You know, it's the beginning of the new year, so getting right.
Oh yeah, tight. Wait, I forgot. Afishapa to everybody. Everyone's listening. Yeah. Everyone that's listening to us, right? I mean, Afishapa to us. I wish you everything but the best.
For sure, for sure, though. For sure.
Big up yourself. So Afishapa to all of you guys.
Hey, what's big up yourself, though? That was on Stoneboy's episode where Adjoa was like, oh, you know. Right. Trying to sound Jamaican and shit.
How was I trying to sound Jamaican?
You were like, oh, you should give me big ups and all of that. On Stoneboy's episode, though.
What did I say? I don't remember.
You was like, big up yourself.
You're high right now. Yeah, she was like, big up yourself. She's probably high now, so.
Really? I said big up yourself.
Yeah.
You know something right. Stoneboy said, so I probably, because he's my favorite, I probably like mapped him from word to everything, so.
And that's cool, though. Adjoa, you shining. What's up?
Aw, my secret is God, honestly.
Amen.
It's been God throughout. I can't leave him out of anything. I'm always thankful to him. So if you see me good, if you see me smiling, know that it's from God. I've been through it. I'm still going through it, but life isn't to be suffered. So you take it one day at a time, which I'm doing. So yeah, thank you.
Alright, yes. Yeah, I feel like that's cute, but okay, we'll move on.
That is cute.
Yeah, for sure. Cause it's God.
Yes.
Michael, what's up with you?
Oh man, I don't know, man. I'm just here, just chilling, regular vibes, nothing really special. Like I said, you know, we're just blessed, you know, just chilling for the most part.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm spray. You know that meme. I'm sure and spray. All of it. All of the above.
Mike, you know I love you. I like you so much. But that joke kind of died last decade.
You said what?
I think that joke, it kind of died last decade. I'm not here to bust your bubble, but it kind of died.
Oh.
Wait, Adjoa, so what are you trying to say? Yeah. Is Michael old school?
Yeah, because I didn't know Michael was really old, so he made that joke, but...
You know...
Well, I still love you. I still love you.
Regardless. I love you too.
Thank you. It's all love, but you know, Michael, just don't say that joke publicly. Like, fam, it died. Let it go.
Adjoa, it's all good.
Should I
it's
sing again? Good. Let it go.
No, please.
Okay.
All right, so listeners, today we will be talking about Davido's third studio album, A Better Time. But before we go into that, Adjoa, what do you think of the whole altercation that happened in Accra, Ghana, between Burna Boy?
Let's talk about
thank
that.
Thank you for introducing me to talk about it. But firstly, I think it's altercation.
I said altercation.
Okay.
Adjoa has always been on my case, but it's altercation.
Because I think the spotlight was...
Can you just move on, please?
Anyways, I feel that was a bit uncalled for. The videos I saw online, I didn't really see the beginning to talk of the end. I just saw like parts, like, because from the videos that I saw, there were just like bits and pieces. Everyone had their own version to put out there on social media, so I didn't really see so much, so I can't really talk on it. But the little I got to see, I felt like it was just uncalled for, because everyone is in town, or everyone was in Accra, so just, you know, relax, let loose, chill, have a good time, have a better time. But I felt like it was uncalled for. I don't know what triggered what. I didn't bother to ask, but it just wasn't uncalled for.
I agree,
Michael,
with
what do you... Yeah, sure. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, so I also saw what was trending in Ghana. Like you said, Adjoa, everybody was there. Everybody came to have a good time. You, Davido, your album is even called A Better Time. So why are you over here being over dramatic? I mean, I'm not surprised.
The videos that I saw, because most captions were like, the video threw a punch first. People were like, Burna Boy threw a punch first. But, like, this
yeah, thing, exactly.
All of you are shining. All of you are doing great in your own, like, realms, in your own, like, respective fields. So I don't see why it has to be that much of a problem. Because earlier on last year, I think Burna Boy, when he released his album, his recent album, Davido hyped it. He even spoke about it. He even tweeted. He even posted. Like, you know, was jumping to it. So I honestly thought everything was good between them. So for whatever happened at the club to happen, or whatever triggered or brought about that, we are yet to get to the bottom of it. I thought it was uncalled for because they're both huge artists, both in Nigeria and worldwide. So I feel it was uncalled for, honestly speaking.
I just want to say that, yes, it was uncalled for, but let me just tell you this. People from America, or at least, because I don't know, he's from Atlanta or whatever he says he's from, we are a bit dramatic. And, like, I know he likes to create a scene because, you know, Americans love drama. So he probably just wanted to do some shit so he can be trending.
Who loves to create a scene?
Everybody.
Who? I mean, that's true, but like, I feel like Burna Boy is probably like the common, because in the videos, I was looking for Burna Boy the whole time. I didn't see no Burna Boy. All I saw was the video acting all crazy, being obnoxious with his friends and his crew.
I didn't see Burna Boy in most of them. Maybe like, people kept saying Burna Boy and Davido fighting. Burna Boy, this is the video. But the more you look, you don't see Burna Boy in it. Or I didn't see.
Okay, exactly.
I didn't see Burna Boy in it. I just saw Davido, you know, yelling and, you know, throwing tantrums. So that's what I'm saying. Whatever happened, a lot of people posted, a lot of people talked about it, but I didn't really see so much, so I can't give my input.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter what you saw in that video. Okay, so then, I feel like the whole situation was unnecessary.
Yes.
Cause like, Davido and then Burna Boy should deal with whatever situation they have going on right now. Because that is affecting our progress. Those guys brought us to this stage only to be fighting who the best is. Like, I feel like that is ridiculous. Because you can't let pride get in the way of the progress you have made this far. The young artists are watching you guys for some direction. So they should stop fighting and focus on getting Afrobeats to where it's supposed to be at the moment. Like, they are supposed to focus on the bigger picture rather than who is supposed to be number one or who is supposed to be number two. That's how I feel it.
Right. I agree with you.
No, because I think I agree with you and I agree with Michael, because it's the same. Both of them put out great music, if not the best, one of the best. Whatever it is they are dealing with that we, the listeners, don't know, I hope they solve it quickly and then just thrive, because I feel they do well, or they are doing excellent in their respective genres, because they give out good music and we love it. We jam to it. We vibe with it.
That's
so
true.
Whatever issues they are dealing with, can you just like put it aside? Just focus on. They don't have to be friends. They don't have to be besties. Mm-hmm. But just do what you're doing. Put Nigeria on the map. Put Africa on the map. Put Afrobeats on the map. That's all we are asking as listeners, as viewers,
as fans of theirs.
Thank you, people who are trying to, you know, be entertained.
Because I didn't want to say it out loud.
I just needed clarity.
Because I feel like 2, 3, 4, 5, or even 100 kings can coexist.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Plus, their styles are even different. I don't understand why people can't even accept that anyway. Because their styles are different. So why can we not accept that there's a Burna Boy and
I see
video.
Someone's venturing to a stone boy.
Stone boy, like, right.
I mean...
Oh, I think we have a fan. Welcome to champagne and red wine for all the stone boy fans. Have a seat. Let's get you pampered.
I'm all Gucci. I'm all Gucci. I'm all Gucci. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for today's episode, let's get into it directly. I feel like A Better Time looks like it's a sequel to the album A Good Time. Mm-hmm. Right? So,
I think so too.
Let's see what...
Is that what he said or is that what you think?
That's what it sounds like. That's what it feels
it's your
like.
Mind, it's your perception.
I'm not necessarily saying that's what it is, but I'm saying that's what it sounds like. Because there is a good time and there is a better time. So that's how I am sounding. I'm not saying... Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I perceive it.
I think my perception also is like... A good time, a better time. Like, he's trying to say, like, he has progressed. But we'll find out based on what we feel like the music has given us. So,
exactly.
This is true.
Exactly. So, let's see what A Good Time feels like. Is it a better time? I said a better time. So, let's see. So, let's see what A Better Time feels like. So, the other time... Listen, Adjoa, let me speak. So, the other time, Michael went first. So, this time, Adjoa will be on the spot line. Adjoa, let's see how you feel about A Better Time.
No, that's not fair.
Let's see how you feel about A Better Time.
No, it isn't, but okay.
Adjoa, get it.
Okay, I don't know how long I've been a fan of Davido. I think probably since throughout high school. He came out he came out with Dami Duro and then Ekuro. Mm-hmm. So as people were jamming to Dami Duro, I was jamming to Ekuro because it was calm. It was like a love song. So obviously I'm a girl. So I'm not saying all girls are, venturing towards the love ballad, but like that's where my heart was. So going on, he released A Good Time, and then which still has songs that can jam to, but eventually he came out with A Better Time. And well, how I was perceiving it, I'm not necessarily saying I'm going to rate it, but I have like a couple songs on the album that, yes, I love so much. Because firstly, Femme, he released that as a single. It had been running for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, if I'm wrong, for a long time before he, brought the whole album out. So I think Femme spoke for everybody, or I speak for everybody when I say Femme did a lot for us, or we jammed to it. Then he released the album a couple of weeks or later he released the album, which I didn't really, because it has names of, huge artists on it, Nicki Minaj, Lil Baby, and a couple of others, but it didn't really, get me. I don't know if what I'm saying makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Apart from Femme, my second favorite is obviously Jaw. It's something, I love the song. First time I heard it, I didn't really like it, I didn't vibe to it, but like Amusu said, you listen to it again and again, then it hits you, and then you start to warm up to it, you warm up to the idea of it, then you start to listen again, you realize that your heart is in tune with it, so well, why not? Then Something Fishy, I love that song as well. I don't know, because you see, when you listen to it systematically, some songs on there hit you, so it doesn't necessarily have to be in a particular order, maybe from 1 to the 17th song, but a couple on there, like I think my top favorites are like 6. Femme is there, then there's Joel, then there's Something Fishy, Holy Ground, then I have So Crazy, that's featuring Lil Baby, then I Got a Friend featuring Mayo Kun. I think that's my favorites. That's the one I love. Those are the songs that I love. Sorry, I do not know, but I just vibrate, or I just get closer to those songs. Probably y'all might have something different, and listeners out there might have something different to say, but that's just me. Yes, so that's my take.
But what would be your rating though?
When y'all finish, I can give my rating, or you want me to rate now?
you want us to
I mean, it's not bad if you rate it. I mean, that's how it's been like on this show though.
I wasn't going to copy you, but I think my rating, out of like a 10, I was gonna give it like a 6.
Okay.
You know what's crazy? I actually wanted us to actually like give it a pause and actually like come back. But like I like that you gave your rating though. Either way.
Yeah, I think I'll give it like a 6. Okay, yeah, that's my mind.
That's good. I don't like the man, so it's cool. Six is fine.
Wait,
I won't even argue with you.
Wait, you don't like the video? Why?
What did he do to you, please?
I mean,
please,
okay, I don't know him as a person to say I don't like him individually, but his music is... Okay, let me correct myself. I don't like music as much. Because, like, his personality is a bit, like, chaotic, very, like, he likes to be involved in shit, likes to, like, you know, be very loud. And, I mean, I don't mind you being loud, but I just, maybe because we can't coexist, I don't know. I'm loud, he's loud, it's like, oh, okay, why are you louder than me? Like,
no, but Michael, you haven't met the person, so you can't judge a person by just what social media shows of him. Do you get it? But probably social media might show him as chaotic, as loud.
He's not really loud, though. He's free. He's free-spirited. He's free-spirited.
He's what?
He's free-spirited. He likes to meet new people.
So
and he,
a new person he's met, right?
And then he's, like, down to earth. Wow. So it's not really that loud as you. But wait. Michael, what would be your, like, your take on
I think,
on the
for,
whole
like,
album?
For me, like, me knowing that he was... He went to school in Atlanta, then he left to Nigeria. Like, I watched his interviews where he talked about himself and stuff like that. It's just, like, I feel like, I mean, I know, like, he has that American side to him. So, I don't know, maybe that's why I don't see him as, like, one of those, like, African artists who are, like, more humble and, like, more quiet. So, I'm just comparing him maybe to other people. That's probably why I have that perspective of him. But I feel like
what do you think about A Better Time as an album?
You said what?
What do you think about A Better Time as an album?
I think A Better Time, it was okay. I honestly didn't really like all of the songs. I like the fact that he actually, like, when he talked about how he wanted American artists to actually, like, collab with him and make music, he actually did that. I like how when he said he was going to do it, he did it. That was the number one thing I saw on there. I was like, yeah, I really like this. Like, he featured with Nicki Minaj, Lil Baby.
That was Chris Brown and Young Thug.
Chris Brown. Yeah, I was surprised when Young Thug was on. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, well, okay, he did his thing. So, you know, shout out to him for doing that.
This is coming from someone who doesn't like the person. Mm-hmm. Do I detect a glimmer of like?
I mean, I like his art. But the person himself, I don't know. We'll figure it out later. Maybe when I meet him, I'll probably, like, get a different perspective. I don't know. But so far, I like about 5 songs on there. And the first
shade.
Song for me... Huh?
The Shade, my God.
The Shade. Actually, I want to know how much he paid for the Nicki Minaj verse. But that's going to be later. Because
I didn't
spend a lot of money.
No, what has that got to do with anything here? Because I think that's, you know, like a non-disclosure agreement between them. We can't.
Probably, but I just want to know because, child. But yeah, I like Joel. Joel's number one.
You're speaking on holy ground, so please, you have to tread cautiously.
I hear you. But yeah, no, Joel's number one for me. The next one is Lala featuring CK. That's a good one too. I don't know if it's, I can't even pronounce it, but it's with Mugees. Mebe, yeah, there we go. I like Mebe too. Mebe is pretty good. I Got a Friend is really nice. I like the like SA
Thank
vibe
you,
they
see?
Have. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I agree with you. I know you also like that one. And then my last one that I really like.
I'm gonna guess it's Fam.
Huh?
Is it Fam?
No, actually I don't like Fam.
Ugh.
It's very catchy, though. I'm not gonna lie. It's very catchy, but I'm not really a fan of Fam. It's called The Best with Maya Chrome.
Listen. There's no hit song than Fam. Listen, I don't care what statistics has to say, but no hit song on this planet than Fam.
Really? Why is it because like
on this planet? Simple. On this planet, damn fame. On this planet, damn fame. Simple. I'm gone.
Okay, let me give my rating before you take over. I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Ooh. Damn.
That was a little harsh. I wasn't expecting that.
Only because I feel like a good time was better than a better time. Just saying.
Okay.
Okay, that's your take.
So tell me what you think about Drizzle. Tell me what you think about a better time.
Drizzle, since you're the host, take us.
I mean, sure, I am the host, though, but I just stopped looking directly into my eyes.
I've never said anything that was bad.
Stop looking directly into my eyes.
She's staring into your soul.
Yeah, I say stop. Whoa.
Stop looking directly into my eyes, Adra.
Can you chalk it a bit? I have to get a towel. Stop,
it's
really all over the place.
I feel like...
Wow, you feel something.
I always feel something. Please stop.
I want to sing so bad.
No, please, please.
Don't do
save
it.
The viewers.
Don't do it. Please, don't do it. I feel like A Better Time sounds or looks like a sequel to the album A Good Time.
Okay.
But if you are out there and you haven't listened to A Better Time, please. Please. It doesn't sound like it though, because don't expect anything like a part two, because that didn't happen. I like how Femme started the whole album. I feel like that is how you send a message to people talking down on
Ace. Ace. Wait, hold on. Oshay Badass. Wait, are you on his side?
I am on the video side, because like, I don't get it.
No, this is on everybody's side. You've been on everybody's side.
No, I haven't
been, you know, like on the fence about.
I haven't been on everybody's side. I have been on people who do good music, their side.
Okay.
So I feel like this is how you start an album. This is how actually you talk to people who are looking down on you. I mean, I love this guy because he never really folds for anyone. He's always himself, regardless where he is. To me, I feel like Femme is the greatest hit on this planet.
Ooh, I heard his.
Hit. Hit. I feel like Femme. I feel like Femme is the greatest hit on this planet. Thank you for disagreeing.
He said thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
He said thank you.
Like, nah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for disagreeing with me. But this time around, I wouldn't agree with any of you. I'm on the floor right now, Adra. Let me go.
Be on the floor.
Thank you very much.
Sweep you out of here.
And then,
okay.
Exactly. I feel like Something Fishy is one of the favorite songs on the album. But I definitely felt like Something Fishy was going on with Lil Baby's verse. I mean, what was that shit? Like, that was nothing to write home about. Like, Adra, so when he says, that was nothing. I mean, I definitely could have done better.
Really?
Done better.
Should we drop a beat so you give us freestyle?
I'm better than what Lil Baby.
I
could have done way better than Lil Baby did. Eesh. But that's
We're waiting for your album.
Oh, Michael, wait! Oh, the Lil Baby kind of offele.
Man, teach you. Me in tempo. Me in tempo.
Cause it was nothing. And then
I feel listen, because what is this?
Yeah, it was trash. I mean, what was that? Yeah. And then I felt like the features were quite ambitious, though. With the American artist he got on there, I felt like the features was like it wasn't really necessary. I felt like only Chris Brown, Nas, and probably Nicki Minaj did something good on there. And then the pace and tempo of the album sounded similar. Nothing too daring. Because you can put the whole album on play and then not really catch any different twist to the whole album, because it was too straightforward.
Really?
Yeah, it was too straightforward. There was no twist to it. And then I felt like the focus was...
The what?
The focus.
The what?
The focus?
The focus.
I felt like the focus was on I don't care, because that's how I'd say it regardless. I don't care, focus.
Say it with your chest.
I'm saying it with my
full
chest.
Chest.
Okay, of course. So my focus was I felt like the focus was on making hits rather than crafting a whole art. A whole mm-hmm. art. And then
what do you expect?
Cause it's Davido. I felt like the whole like in all, Davido sounded like himself. Wanda cares about melody more than, you know, putting a whole body of art together.
In a sense, I could agree with you. I feel like he brags different. So, of course, he likes the money, right? He wants the fame. He wants all of that. So, of course, that was probably his focus, like, to get these American artists to, like, be featured on his album so he can put, you know, them out there that, you know, he has these people on his album, whatever the case may be. But continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt like it was on the hits more than relaxing and focusing on probably producing something unique, mm-hmm. something that paints an image. Okay, so Davido was probably doing himself than focusing on a complete album.
Right. Because, I mean, is a good time supposed to be like... Well, I mean, is the better time supposed to be a transition from the good time? Like, I'm trying to understand. Or was it not?
I mean, we can only get the answers from he himself. Because, like,
right.
The title definitely sounded like it's a sequel from A Good Time.
A Good Time. Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing that showed it.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah. So, he did his thing and... Yeah, it was he was chasing hits. And Davido would always be Davido. He would never fold for anyone, so...
Of course.
Yeah, it is what it is. But to me,
there... So what would you give it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, there, it would be like a 6.5.
Hey, an idea. Okay. An idea. 6.5. Maybe man a 5. Oh, man.
It's a 6.5.
Like I didn't give him a 4. I should have given him a 4 out of 10.
You're a Judas.
I should have gave him a 4 out of 10, actually.
No, I think your rating did well, because the only part I agree with Jerzo on is he focused more on, you know, like, mm-hmm. hits than the art right. parts. Because the video that we've known or we've heard from, which song of his, apart from Dami Duro, there were other hits. Is it Gobe?
Yes, he Gobe.
Gobe after. Then there was I.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I. Oh, I want to sing now.
No, Michael, I've told you, singing isn't for the poor hearted.
Okay.
Don't. Just be like me and be a beatboxer. No one's going to beat you up for
that. Assurance.
Yeah, I agree with him. I agree with Drizzo, because he was so focused on, you know, getting, you know, big names on the album, but getting the melody or like the Afrobeat out there. All the songs didn't carry that motive. Just like a couple of songs, like the 6 or the 5 I picked, did the justice for me. And maybe the ones Drizzo and you picked as well did the justice. But then the rest, it was just like, should I say, like, overhyped?
Most likely.
Because once everyone sees all those big names on the album, everyone wants to go and tune in and listen.
Right.
But then when you do, you feel like, it wasn't, you know, like what you're expecting. So probably like, oh, okay, let me go listen. You go listen and you realize that, oh, it wasn't all too good. So, yeah,
right.
that's me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I feel.
Fair enough.
We decided to do something new today. We're going to go ahead and call a couple of friends, and they're going to basically give us their input on Davido's album as well. So let's stay tuned for the conversation. Let's see how it goes.
So right now we have Amuzu, we have Jifa, we have Michael, we have Drizzo, and we have myself, who... Yes, so we're like...
Five.
Five.
Oh.
Yeah. Drizzo, relax. It's
right.
I just
cranberry
juice.
I'm five.
So yeah, so we have five on the line. We're gonna talk about Davido's a better time. So, without further ado, Jiva, have you by any chance listened to which songs?
I think generally the album is good. I think I prefer it to the Wizkid's own. Okay. I forgot the name of the album. The songs are very, very commercial. They are something you can dance to, you can relate to. I think generally the album was well thought out and well planned.
Yeah. With me no conflicting views, but okay.
Michael crossing the blue fool into the.
And then the blue fool. It's to be my opinion,
No, no, everybody's entitled to their opinions. Yes, okay.
I prefer it to that one. Me and them. Okay. By force. In fact, I want to fire me the
same. Oh. Love you.
Okay. Amuzu. Amuzu, baby. So, I know you've by all means heard most of the songs on the videos A Better Time.
Yeah, sure.
What's your input?
Yeah, you know, the album is a great album. Like, I already told you about the album. Like, first time I used the album. You know, you can never go wrong with no album. It has good things about the album, like, these songs, like, generally. When you listen the first time, like, you don't feel the song, and then you give it a second listen, and then like that. Trust me, the album is a great one, from the first track to the end. Like, no bad song.
Bro, the songs sound good though, but you the feel say it was well thought out. You the feel say it planned them.
You say like you planned the album.
Yeah, cause the album there, I no go lie, the hits plenty.
Yes.
It plenty.
Yeah, the hits there plenty. But as whether he plan them, or not, I did doubt. That be my main question.
Yeah. I didn't know right now the video with it. Only Burna Boy will like with their plan album. Them they just throw out like them are hits for like commercial purposes. You see, them no plan. Them the album no plan. If you see the album, like, from song to song, it just be...
It be like the chase hits more than it like, package them as an album.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, cool.
Well then, thank you for gracing our show with your lovely voices and inputs. So, we would be sure to give you full feedback whenever it's necessary. Thank you.
Okay guys, we will take this moment to go on a break. When we come back,
it's not fake, it's tape. But yeah, what Drizzle said, when we come back, we're gonna wrap it up and we'll tell you who we're introducing the next episode.
Yes.
So bear with us.
Thank you guys.
Small talk, you don't they talk who talk fair. Oh boy, you don't they do too much. Small talk, you don't they do who talk fam.
And the badass.
I see where they find the pity. I'm on they give me itty bitty.
Just call me.
You want no dirty pity, you go no dirty pity when you see dirty pity. You where they find the pity. Tell them don't go say we like to party. Okay. Just call me. You go know the TPG when you see the TPG. Make una tell her to call me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Afrobeats and Cheers. I've enjoyed being your co-host AJ with your main host Drizzle Wise and your other host Michael. So we are here to wrap it up. So let me leave it to Drizzle, your original host, to wrap it up for you.
You are Joa. At the moment, we've given you guys our rating, so we'll go ahead to introduce the next album we will be reviewing. So Michael, why don't you tell us?
Yes. So our next episode is gonna be Olamide. We'll be talking about his album Carpe Diem.
Carpe Diem. Oh my god. I'm excited. Can't wait.
So,
very.
Let's get to it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for listening and subscribing. Please, if you like this audio, if you like this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. We give you good content only at Afrobeats and Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you loved every bit of it. Please feel free to review, leave comments, leave criticisms, because that helps us grow. So thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Fire. It's been a good time. It's been a better time to be your co-host, AJ, with your main host, Drizzle Wise.